Good morning. It's Wednesday, 6th of January. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew chapter 8. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Perkis' book, A Life of Jesus. I read, "It was on this tour of Galilee from Capernaum that we have the first record of a leper coming to Jesus. The fact of his approach is an arresting commentary upon the gracious ministry of Jesus. Lepers were particularly anxious to avoid rabbis or any that had the power to enforce the rigorous code of prohibitions which kept them separated from society. A leper was an outcast, spending his living death in the ruins and caves of the desert and the countryside. His hair was dishevelled, his clothes rent, and the lower half of his face covered. Although he was not allowed within the walls of a city, special provision was made for him to worship in the smaller synagogues, but it was a place apart, and he had to arrive before the first worshipper and was not allowed to leave until the last had gone. No one was permitted to acknowledge a leper or stand within 6 feet of him. No other disease could have more effectively symbolized sin, and those who had the terrible misfortune to be its victims were treated more like criminals than incurable patients. Many of the severe restrictions were necessary for the protection of the people, but in practice they went far beyond the wisdom of expediency. Unhappily, the religious leaders were sometimes guilty of the most savage mental and physical cruelty. One case is recorded of a rabbi who refused to eat an egg which had been purchased in a street where a leper had been seen. Another of a rabbi who boasted that he had protected his fellow men by keeping a leper away from them by hurling stones at the unfortunate outcast. It seems very probable, from the confidence of this leper's approach, that he had been watching Jesus for some time. Lingering far back behind the multitude, the stricken man had been unable to hear the words of Jesus, but he was able to catch the importance of them by the rapt attention with which the people listened. He had seen the sick being carried and led towards the centre of the crowd, but no sick returned, only empty couches and rejoicing people. Slowly, a great hope was born in the wretched man's heart. Was it possible that he could approach this great healer? If only he could get through this endless surging crowd, he knew he would be cured. The people nearest to him were horrified to hear his dreaded cry, "Unclean, unclean." No longer the monotonous cry of despair, but an urgent, triumphant shout. They shrank away quickly, widening an avenue that led towards Jesus. Looking into the eyes of Jesus, he found his confidence. He fell forward on his face. His cry of faith rang out, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." The leper's "if" moved the Lord. His response was, "I will." And then, with a word of authority, the evil flesh melted under his touch. The scarred and wasted body glowed with health. Would that the deeper leprosy of the soul could be so easily dismissed. But that is a slower work, a work in which Christ can only minister with the steady cooperation of the sufferer. Faith has to be joined by a dedication of the heart and the will. But the victory can be won if the desire for spiritual health is as great as was the leper's longing for physical perfection. For the Lord's "I will" to the cry "thou canst" has lost none of its effectiveness. As I read some of those words, I thought of our present restrictions and our 2 meter rule. And I thought, may the day soon come when none of these diseases will be prevalent in the earth. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening to me.